The oldest cars on our roads, often driven by people with limited resources, get poor mileage, pollute more, and need more frequent repairs. New EVs have none of these drawbacks, but they are out of reach for most low-income drivers, observes Lauren Casey, Program Director for the Regional Climate Protection Authority in Santa Rosa.
In our plan, we have allocated 15% to install chargers in disadvantaged communities, as well as set aside a significant amount of money to also fund innovative programs in disadvantaged communities. So our whole goal is really to increase EVs to those who previously haven't been able to have access to them.
One big piece of that is expanding access to charging opportunities, especially in apartment complexes and at workplaces. That's something that PG&E is proposing to do, says utility spokeswoman Ari Van Renner. Their pending application to the PUC would see the utility install 7,600 new charging stations across their service area, with a portion set aside for low-income areas.
The cost benefits of driving an electric vehicle are substantial to switch from paying for gas to using electricity as your power supply. But the upfront costs of buying or leasing an EV are still prohibitive. So we're trying to figure out how to focus on car share models, lease models, and other creative tools to make it easier for lower-income drivers to get access to those fuel savings.
Additional measures are being explored in Sonoma County, notes Jeff Cyphers, head of Sonoma Clean Power.
Up in Cloverdale and into Mendocino, they're working on an incentive program that simply provides a cash incentive when you buy a vehicle to different customers. And that could be done if you're a CARE customer. If you get that low-income discount on your electricity, you could get a bigger discount.
Sonoma Clean Power is also reaching out to selected employers.
One of the creative ideas that we've had that we don't think has been tried before is to go to the places where low-income folks work, reach out to those employers, and say, we'd like to work with you on discounted charging infrastructure at work so your employees have access to charging.
Doing this provides critical support for electric vehicle sales, says Daron Amarin, EV Program Manager for the Center for Climate Protection.
Turns out, interestingly enough, that people who have charging at their workplace are 20 times more likely to purchase or lease an electric vehicle than people who do not have charging at their workplace.
And that, in turn, feeds a cycle of demand.
What happens is interesting. Every time they install more chargers, they get an uptick in adoption of electric vehicles by their employees, and the chargers all fill up. So then they have to install more chargers. So we've kind of got a snowball effect going, which is something that we encourage.
This upturn in daytime charging synchronizes with the growing share of solar power feeding onto the grid, says Cyphers, and this will soon invert the utility's daypart rate structures.
Over the next 4 years, rates are going to start catching up with reality, which is that it should be cheaper in the middle of the day because we have a lot of solar online and more coming. And instead of saying we have too much, we should say, no, let's actually add more electricity use in the middle of the day and charge on the sun.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.